Anything else going on in CLL? It's amazing that you can talk so much about CLL nowadays. We did a two-hour symposium on it at the Pan Pacific meeting this year, and we didn't even get through half the stuff we wanted to get through. But anyhow, anything else that we haven't talked about, new directions that you're excited about?
You know, I really am excited about this possibility of combinations of kinase inhibitors or other combinations with novel therapies to potentially limit the duration of therapies and, you know, hopefully get people to very long-term remissions off drugs. So the studies at ASH that were kind of comparing ibrutinib to chemotherapy, there's two successor trials that are ongoing right now. The ECOG study, it's EA9161, and this is for patients under the age of 70 comparing ibrutinib plus obinutuzumab versus ibrutinib venetoclax obinutuzumab. And so the patients that are in the triple therapy arm will all discontinue treatment after about 18 months of therapy. So it's kind of comparing indefinite ibrutinib to ibrutinib venetoclax obin with a planned discontinuation. The Alliance's successor is A041702, and this is for patients age 70 and older. Again, actually, the treatment arms are the same. So ibrutinib plus obinutuzumab with ibrutinib given indefinitely versus ibrutinib venetoclax obinutuzumab. And the difference with this study is at 1 year, so 14 cycles, patients will undergo a response evaluation. Anybody in an MRD negative CR will discontinue all treatment. Anybody who's still MRD positive or not in a complete response will continue ibrutinib indefinitely. So this study is kind of comparing a strategy of a risk-adapted discontinuation.
So people are certainly not looking to add another arm onto a phase 3 trial, but I am kind of curious why there's no ibrutinib alone arm there. You know, it's ibrutinib obinutuzumab.
Mm-hmm. And honestly, it's mostly a function of when the studies were designed. So the studies were designed before the Alliance trial came out showing that at least with rituximab, there wasn't a difference with the antibody versus monotherapy.
So I guess you could go through the whole trial, and if that's positive, you can still throw out the CD20, I guess.
Yeah, I think so.
We'll see if by then we know any more about it. This concludes our program. Special thanks to our faculty, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for Chronic Lymphocytic Leukemia Update.